Humanity has battled with evil throughout the ages, fought tirelessly to protect itself from being consumed by the monstrous horrors that plague the land. But as darkness grows, the flame of hope grows dim. Who shall rekindle the fire? Who shall save us?
Spoiler alert, I forgot to plan a horse race, so this is gonna be fun.
Well, hopefully a bunch of douchebags with dice will do the trick.
Of nerds gathered around their screens, drinking and dungeoneering in hopes to get some gold and girls. Join them for a crazy adventure. These are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me I have Kyle, who plays the Wild.
We are ready.
Stephanie, who plays Lux.
Good evening to you all.
Matt, who plays Minos.
Where is the beef?
Lauren, who plays Ren.
Why couldn't the ghost trick the party? The party saw right through him.
And Ben, who plays the rules guy.
Greetings.
Oh, wait. That's me now.
No.
I'm learning the rules.
You read one fucking page and you don't know the rules.
I saw the picture. You're only looking at the artwork.
You guys know that there's actual rules for like game travel?
What is it, Sean? You didn't want to wait until the third year of anniversary before you bought the player's handbook?
No, a full consistent 8 hours of travel. After that, you have to make constitution saving throws at 10 plus every hour traveled. And on a failed save, you have to take a level of exhaustion.
You know, Sean, it's
kind of we're doing.
I mean, that's basically what we were doing.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I just set a DC and was like, okay, let's do this.
No, here's the thing. You said a random thing, and then Ben just casually corrected you to tell you what the real thing is, and that's why we've been doing what you just described.
That's fair. I just picked DC-15 as the thing. So. Yeah.
Plus, I see D&D's more like guidelines than actual rules.
That's fair. All right, so last week, you guys had some crazy shit. You fought a Kraken.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
We did.
Very briefly, though, we mostly just lost a fight to a Kraken.
Yeah, we kept missing so much.
I didn't miss.
Well, we did not win that fight.
We didn't lose the fight. We didn't lose the fight. It was more like the ship lost the fight.
Yeah.
Temporarily put on hold.
I think you guys could have beaten the Kraken, but you can't swim that far.
Yeah, well, we explicitly did not win that fight.
No. Then we just basically abandoned Rin's dad.
No, the time's frozen.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, we think time is frozen. We are not there anymore.
If it's not, I'm going
to
cry.
Are we really going to have to like go into like spatial and time physics discussions
now? Yeah,
it froze.
Well, it freezed, and then we left. And maybe,
is it still frozen?
Who knows? It's not frozen where we are.
I'm going to go with yes.
Well, that's because you don't want your dad to be dead. That's fair.
Correct.
My only counterpoint is that Sean is the DM in this game, so your dad's dead.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's a real fucking thing. Welcome to...
No. He won't be dead until you get back, though.
That's true.
The last glimmer of light leaves his eyes as you're staring off.
Right. I'm sorry.
I will fly to Colorado and beat your ass, boy.
Right. He's too important to die off camera. You're right. All right, let's do this thing.
So are you saying he's Stark?
Kind of a little bit.
So we're doing another Grifto Realm of Mischief thing. Let's catch up.
You guys are standing at the starting line of a horse race as it counts down, and all of a sudden the gates open in front of you and Orb takes off at a start.
I'm faster because I'm a fucking eagle.
How fast are you?
I have a movement speed of whatever a horse has plus 20. I looked this up last time.
The moment you fly too far above, so if you're flying, like, are you flying like a track level or are you flying?
Yeah, so I think when we talked about the different, like, there were different traps and things like that. And I think there was one where, like, there was a pit and stuff, right? Is that, or is this like a consecutive race? I don't know what we're really doing here.
I guess. So you guys are trying to go around a track to get 3 crowns.
Yeah, so then I would be I would be doing it like as aerodynamically and whatever the fastest fucking way I can do it, and probably pretty close to the ground.
Okay.
Didn't we have fly casted on us before we started all this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I'm just faster than y'all still.
That's spoiler alert. I forgot to plan a horse race, so this is going to be fun.
I could go 240 feet.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So you take off ahead of everybody. You would Orb is keeping up with everybody else in the party that's going an average of 60 feet.
I'm doing, I'm able to go, I can double move, right? I think so. I'm doing 80 doubled, so under 160 feet.
Okay. You guys round the first corner, and you can see ahead of you is a pedestal with a golden crown sitting upon it.
I'm going for it.
I'm right behind her.
You you fly up, you grab a crown, and the moment you grab one, another one appears in its place.
I scoop one up in my beak.
Okay. Yep, you guys are making your way around the track. Everybody else is just starting to make the curve as you guys grab the first crown. You guys see on a pedestal about 15 feet high. Oh, wait, unless anybody else has some fucked up movement.
What's
Oh,
wow, Sean, guys. I'm so glad you asked. Is Orb ahead of us right now?
Orb is even with you guys if you're going 60 movement.
Okay.
Speed.
All right, well, in that case, I'll just keep with the 60 movement for now.
Okay, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Sean, I might have something fucked up to use.
Just wait.
Hold on.
Only one of us has to finish the race.
I rolled a very high roll there, Sean.
You rolled a two?
I rolled a two.
Okay. As you're pacing Orb, goes whoop, whoop, and spits next to you as a bunch of caltrops come flying out at your feet. You are knocked prone. And Orb takes off ahead of you. He now has a 60-foot lead on you. Minos, what are you doing?
You know that one ability I have, the Gaia Charge?
Mm-hmm.
And then makes all the ground, the area around me when I charge with it, difficult terrain? I want to use that.
You guys suck so much. I forgot that you do all this fucked up shit. We are really high level. I should remember this
shit. We are level 18.
Yes. Okay, the ground is difficult terrain.
Very broken at this point.
Does that affect your allies?
It
does.
Well, they're flying over the ground, though.
That's true.
This is garbage.
No! Yay!
Yay,
Matt!
Yay, I did something right!
Well, where are you placing this? How big is the...
It's only like a 5-foot width, but it's like up to... I'm basically just riding the earth now.
So anybody near you?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to say that three of the horses around you begin to stumble and trip, and you are able to take a commanding lead. You are close to Orb at this point.
Nice.
Ren, you double moved. You grabbed that. Elrond.
I like quadruple Elrond move.
Who else do I
have? Me. So can I help Elrond? Can I like scoop him up?
Make me a strength save.
Okay.
Actually, Sean, before she does that, Sean, can I try to do something?
Sure.
Can Orb make me a wisdom save?
Christ.
This is my favorite.
I think we're about to break Sean again.
I crit failed.
Yes.
All right.
My plan worked. I sent the curse to Sean.
Apparently me too.
Meh.
So Elrond is suddenly no longer next to you, Lux. He is now where Orb is, and Orb is next to you.
Elrond, you were just about to be close to the crown. I need you to make me some sort of jump or climb to climb up to get this crown, which you're going to just use your fucking jump and grab it.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm still flying, so.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. Yep, you can fly and grab it. Again, another crown appears. Okay.
Then I'm gonna go for the crown.
Well, you were gonna pick him up. You're still behind by Minos. You're not quite to the crown yet.
Oh, I'm not to the crown. I'm sorry, my bad. So I'm just keep on flying.
Okay. Then we're gonna cut to the head of the pack.
Caw!
Ren and the wild are making a quick pace of it. Yeah. You guys bank left around the next turn.
It looks dope as hell, for the record.
You see on the ground ahead of you, Crown sitting there.
I'm gonna go get it.
Yep.
Okay. I need you guys both to make me dex saves at disadvantage because you're flying so fast into a spike trap as spikes shoot out of the ground.
Okay, hold on.
Disadvantage.
Hold on.
9.
Okay.
Give me. Wasn't this in the player's handbook, Sean?
No, it wasn't.
Now that you've read it, just say, like, I hope you're playing by the rules.
So D20 plus 3 is 19.
At disadvantage.
7.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Both of you guys take 30 piercing damage as you are impaled by these spikes. So at this point, Minos and Lux make their way to the previous crown. I need you guys. You guys are flying, right?
Yes, we are. Yep.
You are able to just kind of grab it. Orb is catching up to you guys pretty quick. The rest of the horses have seemed to have fallen behind, and it seems like Orb is the only one that's still left in this race.
Oh, shit. I'm a tree again.
Orb, you're a tree again?
And grabs a crown
yeah,
with
that
his
hurt.
Teeth.
Eagles are kind of squishy.
Fuck!
It's our hollow Ren. Bones.
And you're still... Ren. Oh, is flying concentration spell, Ren?
I don't know. Actually, it was lost on me.
Who cast it?
I did.
Okay.
Hold on.
Then you're good. You haven't taken damage.
Oh.
No, I haven't. But fly is transmutation.
Yeah. I just read that.
Well, I was asking if it was concentration. If it's a concentration.
I know.
Spell.
I understand. I'm telling you it's not.
It's an action.
Concentration up to 10 minutes.
Oh, it is concentration.
Transmutation, Sean.
Transmutation
is the type of magic.
I know.
If you would look in the player's handbook under the
how to play. Oh my god, this asshole is fucking 2 minutes.
I'm just kidding.
This is terrible.
He's turned into.
He fucking knows everything.
Right, yay, Dindy.
So, you were able to grab what?
Oh, can I? I just want to ask if I could do something once I get fucked on the armor spike.
Don't
yes.
trip me.
So, At that point, can I cast a different spell? Because I'm pretty far ahead of everyone still, right? Because like people are going to be coming up on me quick, but they're not here yet.
Yes, fair enough. You right. hit the ground and you hear the rest of the pack coming up around the corner.
Yeah, so I guess my question is can I cast a spell to all of a sudden cast and have all of the pixies come flying out of me again? Right? So I believe I get 8 pixies, right?
So. Is that like once a day?
No, that's just a straight level 3 spell, my dude. That's not even that big deal. Yeah, conjure woodling beings. So I get 8 of them because they're really low CR. Like, you can kill them super easy. Except they're going to do something fun for me. So one of them is going to make me fly. That's done. I got 7 more. The other 7 are going to try and cast polymorph on the horses.
Okay. There's only really one horse that you can see rounding the corner right now. He's about 60 feet back.
They're here, so they're they already in action until the horse comes into their range.
Okay. And then they're going to try and cast polymorph?
Yep.
All right, so you're able to cast fly. Ren, you're able to pick up a little speed, and you're making it a little further ahead. You were able to grab the crown near the ground, even though you took that damage. All right. Minos, what are you doing?
I'm going to grab the crown.
Okay. So, yeah, you were able to grab a crown. It was up. You're flying, right?
Yep.
Well, you guys figured out my pit trap. So Minas grabbed a crown. I'm guessing Lux grabbed the crown. Elrond grabbed the crown. You guys are rounding the edge as Orb is kind of, you guys are kind of getting close neck and neck again. You see some pixies flying in front of you, and you see the wild on the on the ground briefly, and then all of a sudden he levitates off the ground and pixies spring from him as Ren takes off around the corner.
Flying wood.
So, you guys running up and grabbing. You did not see the spikes, by the way. Oh. They recessed back into the ground. So, what are you guys doing?
Spikes!
That's fair. Going. You can yell that. You can yell that. So, all of a sudden, you hear the wild yell, spikes!
Actually, it would just be loud. Spikes!
So, I mean, are you saying... Are you, even though you're yelling, Kyle, it sounds like an ASMR video.
Yeah. I got like 20 minutes of crinkling coming up, so don't worry about it.
You guys have learned the presence of spikes. What do you guys, so
do we need like perception checks or, you know, what do you want from us?
All you know is that there's spikes ahead. Yeah, you keep running. Make me perception checks, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
21, I crit.
Crit.
19. Nice.
You see holes in the ground knowing specifically that there are going to be spikes, and you are able to kind of see a way to get around them. Eleron, you see spikes. You see holes in the ground as well. You're able to subvert them.
Please roll 20. Don't hurt me. 15.
You don't see holes in the ground. They're kind of impassable, and they have some dirt. I'm going to need you to make a dex save.
Well, can't we yell at him to follow us?
Well, I think he's like next to us, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh. Just shh, Ben.
11?
You're going to take 30 points of piercing damage.
Ouch.
And you guys are now on the other side of the spikes. Orb is going to make an attack roll against Lux to nudge. It's actually going to be a strength check to headbutt you back into the spikes.
Okay. Hold on.
Are they within my 60 feet range?
Oh, yeah. He would have been within 60 feet before he got to that point. So he cast Polymorph. What kind of save is that?
It's a wisdom save, DC 15. I think it's 15.
Save. 7.
That's a failure. Orb is a frog.
For how long?
What's that?
For how long?
1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. Great.
And that pixie flies off.
So you guys are the only ones left, as the other horses are pretty far behind.
We're terrible.
Ren, and Ren, you're in the lead right now. Make me a perception check.
Okay, because I do remember her talking about their 23.
You notice a wall of almost waving purple energy, almost imperceptible to the eye, but it appears as though there's some sort of barrier to the crown that's just sitting on the ground in front of you.
Can I get around it?
You would have to skirt about 80 feet to your right around this wall.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. As the rest of you guys make the turn, you kind of see Ren running away from the track.
Do I see them?
You see the wild coming up.
I'm just going to point out, trap, trap.
Okay.
Keep running.
Thank you.
So, Ren, you make your way to the... You fly to the edge of it. The wild, you're closely tailing her. The rest of you guys see them way off the track. Actually, make me a perception check to see if you even see them. All you're looking at is the track. So Eleron, Lux, and Minos, make me a perception check to see if you even see Ren.
Okay.
And...
Oh, I got a 3?
18.
Lux, 16. You don't see them off to the right. Ben, you do see them off to the right. And Minos, you see them off to the right. So they are slowly rounding the edge. They seem like they just ran off the track for no real reason. Minos, you see a wavy, almost purple barrier.
I try to skirt the area, see if I can find a way around it.
Eleron will telepathically tell Lux, hey, there's Ren and the Wild are avoiding something up there. Be careful.
Okay, how does that work? Because I'm really next to them.
Path, and you guys, I'm guessing, all kind of divert the path and make your way around.
Okay.
On this diversion... You see a bunch of the backup horses coming from the backside, as well as a frog leaping behind them as it makes the corner. And these horses just go barreling through. They make it like even with you. And then all of a sudden they pass this barrier and all of their legs turn to complete jello as they kind of try scooting themselves across the ground.
For the record, they might have all been frogs by the time they got there, but it's okay.
Okay. a bunch of frogs make a quarter and the legs turn to jello.
I had six more of those things, yeah.
Flopping around on the ground. You guys, I'm guessing, are going to grab the last crown?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. You guys each grab the last crown and go tearing off towards the front. You make your way to this finish line and you cross it completely and gloriously because you guys just cheated your entire way through it.
There is no cheating. There is no cheating in the plane of mischief. We were told that at the beginning of this race.
Thank you, that's fucking fair. Kyle. Yes.
Besides, if you aren't cheating, you're not trying.
What?
Fair enough. So as you guys reach the finish line, you guys are all holding three crowns. You would be out of breath if you were running, but you're not because you guys do your thing. And you come gracefully to the ground. And as you stand before the front gate, the crowns disappear. And there's a horse statue kind of rearing, not horse statue, but horse carving in the door that's kind of rearing up. It's got a like carved crown on its head that then begins to fill with a golden-like metal. As all of a sudden you hear a as the door opens.
Hey!
We are here.
That was fun?
No.
Let's do it again later.
Good job, Lux. Thanks.
Hey, you know, I do what I do.
We should probably go before they get angry at us when they catch up to us.
But I would like to do a perception check on the door.
Okay. It appears to be a gate entrance to what appears to be a small city on the other side. The castle is just beyond the city. It's as though this small city encircles the entire castle.
Okay.
We must make haste.
Lux is going to walk through.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Minos goes through.
So yeah. you're greeted with what appears to be a bunch of unmoving horses and buildings and things like that that kind of make up what looks like a city. Everybody give me a perception check.
15.
27.
26.
11.
Okay.
25.
So you guys all kind of just notice as you're looking around, wait a second, this something's not right about this. And as you kind of pass by the first like horse that's there, you look and it appears to just be a wooden panel that's painted on one side, supported on the back, kind of like a studio lot. And all of this just appears to be like a studio lot made to look like a city, a bustling city full of horses. And in front of you down this main path, you see the doors to this castle.
We proceed to the doors.
Yeah, I was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the door.
We knock.
Yes, you knock at the door, and it opens wide, and standing before there, you see a small, well-dressed halfling that just applauds you like, well done, wonderful, wonderful, you did it, you've come, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are Grifto? You Grifto?
Well, yes, of course I'm Grifto, and he puts out his hand for a handshake.
Minos enthusiastically.
Rendas?
Yes.
And he's like, you feel that? Do you feel that handshake?
It's powerful.
It's the best handshake in all of the outer planes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Jesus.
A branch grows forward towards his hand.
And he shakes the branch, and it's a nice handshake. I don't even think you know what a handshake is, but you feel like it's kind of like if you were to eat something really, really good and it would ruin the other times you have it. Mm-hmm. Like you've never had a handshake before and all the others will just pale in comparison to what you just experienced.
Thank you.
And
I think Minos would like give him a handshake, and since he's so large, his entire hand just like engulfs his hand and shakes it.
Yep, but even though you would think it would engulf it, it's just this firm handshake. Like he it gets right in there in the cuff of your thumb, and he's like, and it's just like perfect. It's like his hand's not even smaller; it's just perfect. He's like, "You made it just in time for dinner. I planned so many wonderful foods for you. Come, come, come. We'll chat over dinner." And he starts making his way, like almost skipping down the hall ahead of you guys.
As we're going down, if we are, I'm just gonna cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Okay,
just a heads up. Okay, that's
and
fine.
You guys get to the end of the hall, and there's no doorway. And he's like, "Oh wait, It's that way. And he turns around and starts skipping through you guys, like to the to behind you, the direction you came.
Okay.
It's a big castle. I think he's stuck for a second.
Elrond's gonna heal everyone who got hurt.
What was that?
Definitely hurt.
Elrond's gonna heal the people who got hurt. Thanks. On the spike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elrond.
I healed myself because it's been 10 minutes.
Okay.
Right. Okay, but like, okay, so he just went into this corner and then turned around?
Yeah.
Is there like a perception check I can do in this corner?
Sure. Like, well, in the corner, yeah. He turned around and like went back through the group and now he's behind you guys.
I know, but I feel like that's weird. Like maybe there's something there.
Sure. Give me a...
Okay, Sean, I hate it when you do stuff like that.
Give me an investigation check on like this corner.
Okay, sure. Fuck. Teen.
What?
A 14?
I thought it was a fuck teen.
might as well.
You notice a small brick out of place.
Does it? I push it.
It doesn't push, but it kind of jostles a little bit.
Can I pull it?
Yep, you pull it out, and behind it appears to be a small rolled up piece of paper.
Oh, I'm taking that piece of paper.
Okay. Are you opening it or?
Yeah.
Okay. What class are you again?
I'm a warlock.
Okay, hold on.
He's certainly a wizard.
I know. I'm scared. No, I'm not doing a new character.
And what's the highest level spell you can cast? 9th?
Yes.
Okay. You find a scroll that appears to be runically etched with the spell Power Word Kill on it.
Oh, shit!
You can now add this to your spell book as a spell that you can memorize.
Holy shit!
Nice!
Yes!
Damn. Yes!
Oh my god, I'm so... Okay, Power Word Kill?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good spell.
Okay, what spoiler level alert, is that?
It will take a 9th level spell.
It's a 9th level?
It's just something that you add to your spell book, basically.
No, that's fine. I just wanted, because I'm adding it right now. I just wanted to make sure I put it in the right place.
You won't be able to memorize it until the morning, but...
that's fine. Yeah.
So, and as you're all super excited that you just found this spell, Grifto, you hear footsteps behind you and, like, clanking of dishes.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's dinner time?
So you guys turn around, and what was once an unadorned small hallway is now a grand feasting hall. It appears that unseen servants from everywhere are carrying in dishes and food, the likes of which you've ever seen. And Grifto says, "Come, sit, eat. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. I've prepared such a feast for you."
Weren't we just in a hallway?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, we're here now. Come, eat.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate this.
I am hungry.
Long table. It's probably would seat about 50 to 60 people. And there's literally just enough chairs for you guys. And he's just sitting on the other side of the table, like in the far distance.
Can I sit on the other side in the far distance?
There's no chair there.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Okay. But you could grab a chair and take it over there.
Nah, I'll just clamber on up there.
Okay. And you guys sit down and you see Grifto at the end of the table and he's like, Why are you guys so far away? We need to have conversation. And all of a sudden, with the snap of his finger, the chairs are moved, and now you guys are at the other end of the table, sitting next to him.
Oh, boy.
And there is food everywhere. It is, I mean, every single possible type of food you could possibly want is there. And he's like, come on now, eat, enjoy. We can chat as we eat.
Can I have some Westphalia chicken?
It manifests in front of you.
Yes! I'm going to eat the shit out of it. I need so much of it.
A little ray of light and some gentle rainwater.
Yep, a glass of rainwater appears in front of you, as well as a small sun that's just floating directly in front of you. That is kind of, it starts to float around your head as it nourishes your leaves and stuff like that.
I don't have leaves. I'm a barren. I am a. We are a barren tree.
Okay. Then whatever else you would benefit from, rainwater and all that.
Yep.
So, everything is great. The food is wonderful. You over the course of this hour, you guys eat this, and the meal begins to disappear. Grifto's talking with you guys through all of it, just kind of nonsensical gibberish. So anybody who Is anybody not eating?
Just the water and light. But yeah, I mean, I'm consuming.
Is anybody actively not eating?
No. Alaron's enthusiastic about the whole thing.
So anybody who eats, you guys are cured of all diseases and poison if you have any. You are immune to poison and being frightened, and you make all wisdom saving throws with advantage for the next 24 hours. Your hit point maximum also increases by 2d10.
Whoa! Do we roll them?
Does it also restore any attribute damage?
It does not restore any attribute damage.
Oh,
by the way, what attribute damage do you have?
You hit my strength pretty good. I went from a 20 to an 18.
When was that?
Vampire dude.
Okay, no.
Didn't I fix that?
It's not fixed with this. Oh. Okay.
Hey Sean, what about
the last 24 hours?
Does it fix curses?
No, it does not fix curses.
Damn.
Nice try. And Grifto says, well, I know you guys had a hard go of it, but I hope this is a good little respite.
We are curious about the boat. We appreciate that you have taken us away from that in a moment, but...
Oh, the boat will be fine. That's all part of your reward for making your way here for dinner. Don't you worry about that. I'll accompany you back. But there is a few more things that you should know before you go that I can help you with on your journey.
What's that?
And he motions to a painting. It's a painting that you guys had not noticed yet of an otter with a queen's crown on.
Oh, good. It doesn't have sheep in it.
I know. I was a otter have sheep in it. I'm not going.
He motions to it. You guys looking? I mean, you almost can't miss it. It's like a whole wall.
His
form begins to shift and move, he's like, I watched this. I just thought you should know. It's grave. It's kind of hard to watch, but you know. And its form begins to shift and move, and the colors begin to remake themselves. And it almost looks like, have you ever seen like a real life thing with animation painted over it, kind of like a waking life? So that's what it looks like. And you see an empty room with a chair in it. And there's all of a sudden you hear a door creak open and two sets of footsteps walk their way into the room. You see what you guys would know of as the Queen of Irulan, just kind of walking. And then all of a sudden a voice says, sit. And the queen sits down, as then you see a otter that you recognize as Alenia, with a crown atop her head, or not a crown, a helmet on top of her head that you guys also recognize as the Helm of Torok. And when the queen sits down, Alenia makes a motion with her hands, and bindings appear around the queen's wrists. And then she makes another motion with her hands, and the queen kind of jostles, and she's like, no, stop, please, you have to stop doing this to me. I didn't agree to this. And then you hear, silence. This is over. I'm taking my place. And she motions with her hand in like a cutting gesture, as you see a small red slit appear on the queen's throat, as then it begins to pour with blood as the queen gasps. Until she slumps over and her body is lifeless. And then Alenia walks over, picks up the crown, and sets it upon her head. As she walks out of the... Well, she's now holding the helmet, puts the crown on top of her head, and walks out of the room, and all you hear is, take care of that. And then the painting begins to shift and move and goes back to a painting of Alenia. He's like, grave tidings, friends.
This is the darkness that must be cured.
Yes, and I completely agree with you. I mean, I don't really have a sway either way, but I did agree to help you and tell you things. Oh, one other thing. And he begins to circle the table. He's like, he's looking at like this thin metallic triangular thing. He's got five of them. Lux, and he opens it up and puts it on your head. It appears to be a paper hat made of some sort of tin foil material. Okay. And he goes around the room to each one of you, and each one of them is labeled with your guys' names. You'll need this when you get to your next destination. It was the islands of Fami, I remember.
Yes.
Yes. Don't take those off.
Okay.
For real? With the Islands of Fami, you can take them off, but don't take them off. Understood. Is anybody wearing any sort of helmet right now that has any magical effects, hats, or anything like that?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No.
He just kind of puts one of them on, like, one of your branches, the wild.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would have, like, hung it over a branch, and then I would have... Then
no, what he does is he takes it, and he takes out some, like, magical tape and tapes it to the front of your face, like, just above your eye. Okay. Scotch tapes it.
All right. In that case, we just leave it right there. That's fine.
Okay. Like,
that's fine.
It's like, yeah. Well, I believe that's all that there is.
What's the hats for?
Oh, don't worry about that. Just don't take them off. Trust me.
Grifto?
Yes?
Hey, so I have this guy here with me. His name's Terry. I'm going to pull out Terry. Do you think you could return him back to his size, him and his people?
Oh, no, 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 no. Far too funny. You may take him with you if you wish.
Terry, do you want to go with me?
God, just leave me here to die, unless you think you can... I don't even know anymore.
Doesn't he have a wife and family?
Yes.
You took him away from... You took him away from his wife and family, Ren.
But if you send me back, I'll just have to watch them die someday.
No, God.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. Do with me what you will.
No, 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 you're a free person. You can decide what you want to do.
Any decision just leads to pain.
Oh, Jesus. This guy is such a bummer.
Are you looking at him in your hand?
Yeah.
And he goes, fine, I'll make one decision. As he falls backwards off your hand, which would
no,
be
no.
like...
I'm going to catch him.
Make me a dex save to catch him.
John, you're a monster.
17.
You're able to grab him.
Nice.
Like, what is your fascination with trying to take care of me?
I just, there's good things in life and you're just so sad and I just want to help.
Fine. Then take me with you.
I'm pretty sure there's a better place for him to be in rather than just like hanging on your shoulder or something like that.
I'll make a sling. It'll be okay.
He could probably hang out in my beard. I'm pretty sure Wrath wouldn't mind sharing.
Wrath doesn't live there anymore, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. You're just killing me, Minos. Like, don't bring up bad things.
All right, Terry, if you decide to come with us, then, like, there's no take-backs. I don't know if I can ever return you home. Are you going to be okay with that?
Crypto?
Yes, small one.
You're a cruel, sadistic fuck.
Oh, I know.
Ren, have him send me back. Ren. Mm. Have him send me back.
Oh, okay. I hold out my hands with Terry in it to Grifto. Could you send him back home? He was great help.
And he says, Grifto says, yes, I can absolutely do that. And Grifto raises his hand and Terry says, wait, there's one more thing I wanted to...
Wait, what?
And then he's gone.
Oh. Bye, Terry.
Grifto's like, well, there's enough of that. All right, I think it's about time that we all... Well, this ends... Grifto looks kind of sad.
Wait, are we done with the plane of mischief?
Yes, I mean... Oh, wait. Yes, I mean, I mean, you stay want, but if you stay here for too much longer, you'll be here forever. You could do that if you would like. I'm always looking for more company.
We must continue.
Yeah, we have important things to do.
I know, but... Okay, I will guide you through... And he all of a sudden spins and he's wearing like a captain's outfit and he's got like a piratey, like he's got a peg leg and he's like, yar, mateys, let's away. There's a small ship manifests on the table and he jumps into it.
Okay. And I'm gonna jump into it too.
Yeah.
I'll follow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do this. You guys find yourself on the deck of the ship again. Everything is still frozen in time just below these tentacles. As all of a sudden, Grifto says, are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you, Grifto.
Yeah, thanks, Grifto.
Oh, don't mention it. You'll be able to repay me someday. And he snaps his fingers as time unfreezes. There appears to be a small barrier around you guys, and as the tentacles come smashing down, they crash into you, leaving a little indentation on the top of the ship. But as that happens, Grifto raises his hands and begins to chant furiously. As winds begin to spin, the ship itself begins to spin, and you see these tentacles rise out of the water into a massive, massive, what looks like giant squid that now floats above the boat. It is about four times as long as the boat, and Grifto, it begins to spin in midair and spin and spin and spin, and it begins to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until it's the size of an average squid, and it goes as it drops down to the deck. All of the pirates around you were just staring at this in awe, as there is now a small squid on the deck. And as the pirate ship begins to spin, it begins to lift out of the water and repair itself a bit. And all of a sudden, when it's done, there's like a little glimmer and like a ting, as then it drops back down and floats back in the water. And Grifto goes, "Well, it's been fun. Thanks for a good time, adventurers. Good luck on the rest of your journey."
Thanks, Grifto.
Thank you, Grifto.
Thank you.
Oh, don't mention it. You all are too much. As then he spins and disappears with a pop. And your father comes up and is like, "Rin, what in the nine hells was that?"
I'm just going to hug him. "You're okay. I had a really bad feeling that something terrible was going to happen to you, but you're okay."
"It appears as though other planes are interceding to help us."
"Well, that's good and all. Those are some pretty stupid hats you're wearing." Wait, I've got to do the voice. "Oh, some pretty stupid hats you're wearing."
"Hey, hey."
"Apparently we have to wear them when we get on the island."
"Far be it from me to question style."
"They are important."
Okay, if you say so. I think we should probably rest for the night."
"Agreed."
"The crew could use a break."
"We feel great, but okay."
"Okay. If you feel great, we can push on. We should be there before dawn, then."
"Well, I mean, we're not the ones navigating this boat. It is more important if you feel good."
He looks over his crew and he's like, "I could use two good hands through the night if you want to travel."
"We have more than that."
"Okay. Anybody taking a rest? And is anybody..."
"Can I drink with pirates and then take a rest?"
"Sure."
"Okay."
"You'd be able to drink with them for about 45 minutes before you'd need to go to sleep to get your full long rest."
"How drunk can I get in 45 minutes?
"You can drink quite a bit. So,
okay.
All right. So Lux is just getting trashed?"
"Yep. Lux is getting trashed and then going to bed."
"Ren, what are you doing?"
"I'm learning about the boat and helping run it through the night."
"Okay. One of the pirates spends some time with you teaching you the finer points of knots. So you can add like a proficiency with something like, you know, ropes. So you would roll at a +5 anything dealing with rope or tying knots."
Okay.
The wild?
We're just doing whatever we can. Ooh, we lost somebody briefly there. We're doing whatever we can to basically just help keep the boat operating at peak potential. You know, raising sails, pointing shit, running to the boat tip spot.
Yep. Boat tip spot needs a good polishing, if you know what I mean.
I don't, and I won't.
Yeah, and then Minos, are you doing anything?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be in my room, and remember that gift you gave all of us, like, each one of us? The one where I can, like, meditate and meet somebody?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to use that right now.
Oh, shit.
Please pick, like, Aramel so you have to talk to yourself.
Oh, no. That'd be awkward.
It'd be really entertaining for me only, probably.
No, it's somebody a little more important for Minos.
Okay.
It's actually his dead master that made him run away from the island.
Okay. So you are communing. So he made you run away from the island.
Yeah, he ordered
and that's
him.
That's the last you saw of him, correct? He was still on the
island? Before he saw him die.
Okay. So you close your eyes and you begin to meditate. As opposed to something coming to you, you come to something. It's almost like you leave your body. It's complete darkness for a little bit, and you find yourself standing in front of a cave. You would know this as one of the trials from your island to go and enter this cave and recover a stone in complete darkness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into the cave. You've done this before, but you didn't go as deep as you're going now. And it gets darker and darker and darker until it finally begins to open up, and you begin to see small glowing purple lights. And as you get closer to this area, you hear in your mind, Minos.
Yes, this is
the voice of your master. He's like, this place, it is tainted, tarnished.
What do you mean, my lord? It's like, what happened to it?
I'm using the last of what I have, the last remnants of myself to reach out to you, Minos. As you get further and further and further, and you begin to see some very strange architecture, almost bulbous. You don't see any beings currently. He says, the mines. Our mines were taken.
By who?
By them, Minos. By them. As you get closer and closer, you see a very bright purple light coming from one of the caverns.
As you round the corner,
he's like, them, Minos. The mind flayers. And as you round the corner, you see what appears to be a gigantic brain. And you can pick out a small little glowing area that you would know would be the property of brain matter that would have been your master. And he says, Minos, gird yourself. Prepare for what is ahead of you. Save us, Minos. Put this brain to rest and save our people, those that remain. As the glimmer begins to grow dark and fades out, as you see that small portion of brain go dark, and as you're
like, wait, master!
Sucked back out, and now you're sitting, drenched in sweat, breathing heavily in the cabin of this ship.
Would I recognize what a mind flayer is?
Make me a nature check. Actually, an arcana check.
Oh, shit. I'm bad at these. 12?
Nothing's really striking a bell.
Mm. Wait, I know somebody who does magic. I must find Lux.
Dripping with sweat, kind of exhausted. You stumble your way up, and Lux appears to be just shit-faced.
Lux, I need your help.
What up, Minos?
Lux, I know.
You notice that Minos is visibly dripping with sweat, kind of shaking a little bit, and kind of weak.
Whoa, Minos. What's going on, my dude?
I think I know what we're going to face at the island. Like, what caused all the chaos that made me, that forced me to leave?
Whoa. Back up. What is going on?
I was able to talk to my late master who died during a ambush. And he told me about this evil that took over. Something called a mind flayer.
Make me an arcana check, Lux.
I will. Does a 19?
It does. You read somewhere in your children's books, decided to peruse it a little further. In the children's books, it stated something about, be careful, don't go out at night or into dark places because the mind flayer will eat your brain. So as you delved further into it, you learned that mind flayers have tentacles for mouths and have glowing purple eyes, almost octopus-like, tall and slender. They have the magical ability to cause great pain to people's brains. They basically take over their minds and have them do their bidding. And they also all worship what's called an elder brain, where they take the brains of their dead as well as others to form this great massive supermind.
Wow. That sucks.
So I probably would relay all of that to Minos and then also, you know, say, okay, so like did you see like the big mind guy? Like, you know, the like really big dude, or is it just the little guy?
It'd be a massive brain. Would be the thing that you would know of. So a massive brain as well as a bunch of tentacle mouth people, kind of like Cthulhu.
Well, okay. So then I guess I relay all those things to Minos.
Yeah, that's what I saw in the cave, right, Sean?
Yes. One other thing never mind. We'll get there.
that's menacing.
So Mino, is that like, that's a thing that we need to go when we're going to your islands? That's a thing we're doing?
I think so. It's like this thing, this elder brain took over all the people of my island.
Oh, man.
They become slaves.
This is not good.
I will not allow this to continue.
And Minos jumps off the front of the ship and swims.
Minos, okay, this is a lot for me to deal with right now. So I think we have to tell everyone. We need to tell everyone what we're going into. This is not good.
I would have to agree. It's like we need to set up some sort of plan. And obviously, we now know why we need these hats.
But
you're certain of the capability of these hats.
That's okay. I like that we have tinfoil hats.
No matter how ridiculous they look.
We're going to wear these hats earnestly. I mean, come on.
Okay, so Minos, in your vision, do you know where this thing is?
In my vision, it was in a, it appeared to be in the, when I first learned to be a samurai. I don't know if that's where it's going to be, but it might be a hint of where we need to go.
Okay. Do you want to wake up everyone now? Or should we wait till morning?
We may want to let them rest first. I don't think we need to suffer any possible nightmares this might cause, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to have nightmares for what I've seen.
So you woke me up with it? Or maybe me? Like,
so, you're drinking. I don't think there's anything else you would be doing.
But you know, Minos, it could have been a good time. No, it's okay. No, it's okay. Okay. I need spell slots. So let's,
besides, you're a magic-y person. I figure you know about this stuff.
No, Minos, you came to the right person. I'm just sorry I'm not in the best of moods to, you know, really deal with this.
You think I'm in a good mood? I just found out all my people are slaves now to a brain.
Yeah, but I had like an entire bottle of fire ales.
The worst.
So, you know, but it's okay. Listen, Minos, I love you, and I'm going to hug him, and I'm going to pat him on the back, and just, you know, it's okay, buddy. You know what? We got this, and we got this. And then I'm going to walk off.
I love the drunk pep talk. Like, yeah, we'll do it.
I know. I was like, I think it's fair that even though
I think it's fair though that even though you reassured him, you're with what you've read, you would be kind of terrified.
Oh no, that's why I was like, into. Good talk. I got to go. No, I am super terrified.
And drink more.
Oh, did I take more fire ale with me? Could I have had like it in my hand? No,
yeah, I took a whole keg.
You like take a fresh bottle off the table, and the pirates are like, fine. As you cork it and just begin slugging it. So they're tending the ship. Lux goes to lay down. Minos, you're going to lay down?
I think he's just like going to his quarters, and instead of being on the bed, I think he's just like thinking of what is happening on the island to his people. He's just like, it's almost too much, to where he's actually sitting down, his arms laying on top of his knees, and is like holding his head. Like, it's almost becoming too much. Like, you actually start seeing his shoulders shudder a bit. Like, he's actually starting to cry.
Okay. So Minos cries a bit to himself, overtaken with the emotion. And after about an hour of just like sobbing to yourself, you can't stay awake anymore. And you just kind of nod off there in your seat. Mm-hmm. And as you're sitting there, you begin in your unconsciousness through the black, you begin to hear a and, you kind of are in like a dreamlike state as you're kind of feeling around you in sort of an ambient way, as you begin to hear tink, 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 as you hear a ton of mining picks. And as you kind of survey the scene, you're hammering away with mining picks. And you look around you and you see that there are other people with glazed over white eyes that appear to be dressed in the same fabrics that you wear, in your culture as a great fissure begins to form in the wall in front of you. You look behind you, you see these awful tentacle mouth creatures staring them down. As the wall begins to give way, and just beyond, you see a door with a gigantic keyhole. And then just beyond that, you see someone you recognize. You see CeeLo. And that's where we'll end the episode.
I can't find my thing, so fuck it. We'll do it live. So thanks for listening to the Tabletop Champions podcast. You can keep in touch with us by, let's see, there's a couple different ways. turtle.fyi/discord. Join our conversation there. There's a couple different channels. There's even a special channel for Patreons, which you can, of course, also follow us, turtle.fyi/Patreon. If you join that channel, we post mostly pictures of our dogs.
Yeah. Yes! So who doesn't love dogs?
If that
and cats too.
If yeah, that's true. Good kitties in there too. Every once in a while, a human baby. Ew, gross. and you can also follow us on Twitter at Tabletop Champs. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at the Nat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.